Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be back with you as we start this week with a new study compared to the last couple of weeks. Not new in the sense that we haven't been in this book, but we're back in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The other brethren have been looking at some other subjects as we rotate week to week between Mark, Jeff, and myself. And we're back in 2 Timothy as we're going through 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus as a group. And we see the great instruction that Paul gave to these younger brethren in the faith. Chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. So let's first look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you. We lift up the person of Christ and thank you for him. We thank you for what he has done for us upon that cross and dying for our sins. We thank you, Father, that we have the right and the privilege and responsibility as Christians to be holy priests and royal priests. We're to worship the one that is our Savior and to show forth the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Father, we pray for any unbelievers that are listening this week that you might be with them as the Spirit might deal with their hearts and show them their need for Christ. We just pray that you might illuminate their hearts. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to pick up at verse 14. And the interesting thing about our portion before us, to start with, from 14 on to the end of chapter verse 17, is that we perhaps may not get past those few verses. We may finish the chapter. But the point today is that verse 16 that speaks of all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That verse points to so many different avenues in the Word of God because it speaks of the very Word of God itself. So in the will of the Lord, we'll look at that the majority of the week, that one verse. And we'll break it down into looking into different areas of the Scripture, the Word of God itself. But today, we're going to look at verse 14 and 15, those verses. But continue thou, Paul tells Timothy, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, chapter 3, if we recall, by way of review, the first 9 verses, we see how Paul was warning Timothy, as he has done much in these books, as we theologically say, the pastoral epistles. We see in verses 1 to 9 of chapter 3, the warning against these ones in the last days, where there will be difficult times and perilous times. And we see many things mentioned here that's going on this very day as we live. And then we see the great contrast as Paul in verse 10 on through verse 13 says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, etc., etc. We see there that he gives the contrast from the negative things of the last times, of the last days. He gives the contrast of his personal example as a godly man. So we see, we pick up at verse 14, and it goes now to the third point, the third section of chapter 3, from the negative to be warned about, to Paul's example, to now instruction about Timothy, to Timothy, to us, but using this man Timothy to remember looking back and seeing the effect of the Word of God on his own life. Now, we as believers surely can look back, whether we've been saved a short while or perhaps a lengthy time, we can look back and see truly how the Scriptures has had its effect upon our life. We think of how it should have effect on our life and that it will have an effect upon our life. The key is let us be as believers, willing to yield to His will, and that the Word of God will do its mighty work in us. We see that the Word of God in Psalms 119 tells us, Thy Word is a light, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. What instruction that is. That covers a multitude of subjects that we'd like to get into, perhaps beginning tomorrow. But now, in verse 14 and 15, as we read, Timothy is told to continue in the things which he has learned, has been assured of. Now, when we note this, think of the progression here. It speaks of continuing, it speaks of learning, and it continues to say, based on the assurance that you have. We're able to continue, we should say, based on that learning and based on the assurance that we have coming from the Word of God, coming from a transformation in our life by the Word of God, working in our life, and we are now believers. The Scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So first there's that transition from being an unbeliever on the broad road to destruction to becoming a believer that now knows Christ as their Savior. And we see that we continue on. We learn from the Word of God. We have assurance from the Word of God. Let's back up to chapter 2. And in connection with the instruction of learning, we read there as we was going through the descriptions of a believer in chapter 2. In verse 2, it said, in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So there it speaks of teaching. That's in great connection with learning. We're to teach others as they're younger in the faith. Look for those that are faithful. Well, here, Paul is telling Timothy, based on the things that you've learned, continue on. Then also in verse 14, the word assurance comes up. This continuance is based on the learning that he has from the Word of God and his experience of the things of the Lord. And it says, and hath been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. Well, he's learned them from his mother and grandmother, for one thing, but we would say, of course, and of most assurity, that he's learned them by the leading of the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, is the one in whom he would give the great most glory and credit to for what he has learned. But when we turn to chapter 1, back up to chapter 1 in connection with assurance, if you remember in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, we saw the areas of confidence in there. We saw some five areas of confidence based on the things of God. Not self-confidence, but confidence on the basis of the Word of God and the things that we see there, the promises. But we see in verse 12, here it mentions confidence based on the things of the Lord. Verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul said he was persuaded. He was persuaded. Confidence, we see. If you remember, as we mentioned, that they learned these things from, or this man Timothy rather, learned the Word of God from his mother and his grandmother back in chapter 1 as well. We back up to verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So there, Paul has confidence. Paul has this confidence in Timothy. He saw the area of learning that he had from his mother and his grandmother, which were faithful. So we go on and think of some areas of learning. Back in the Old Testament, in connection with children, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6, a great bit of instruction there. We see there And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So we see the great instruction of continual teaching to your children. We might send our children to a Sunday school class. We might take them with us, Lord willing, to the meetings of the saints. We might send him to a school, even perhaps a Christian school. But the responsibility of raising those children in a godly manner begins with the parents. To raise your children in a godly manner, it begins with you at home. My friend, when we have good Sunday school programs or classes, we have good schools perhaps, whatever the case is that ties into educating your children in a Christian manner, it's all icing on the cake compared to the very foundation of the parents leading those children in a godly way. Everything else is secondary. It must begin at home. So they're going to see us day by day. They're going to know if we're right with the Lord. They're going to know if we're sincere. They're going to trust us above anyone else if we're sincere with the things of God in our ways and our words and our actions. So we must be the example at home. We see this 1 Timothy had learned the scripture from faithful ones such as his mother and his grandmother. We think also, as we'll soon be in Titus, we could just read the little portion here speaking of this section of encouraging the different age groups of Christians, and in Titus 2:4, speaking in connection with the older women, it says that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Did you notice in that it said that they need to be taught sometimes to love their children, to love their husbands? Oh, they may know this naturally by the way God has created them, but we see here that the older women need to teach them, give them instruction on this, show them by example what it means to love both your husband and your children. But we see here again, Timothy had great instruction from his mother and his grandmother. Yet, let's think about scriptural evidences throughout the Word of God. We see sometimes godly parents may have children that have less conviction than them. You think of Samuel and how some of his sons, contrary they were to him. Manoah had that son, Samson, and we see how he was a man of strength and had victories, yet his principles wasn't near as strong, it seems, as his parents. We see good examples like Philip, one of the original deacons mentioned in Acts, how it mentioned how he had daughters that were virgins, and it refers to that in a good sense. And we see how Jephthah in the Old Testament, there we see how there was one who made that frivolous vow whenever he had a victory, as he was a deliverer of Israel back in the book of Judges, but yet in connection with that, as his daughter was the one that suffered with this vow that he made hastily, Jephthah's daughter, you've heard of Jephthah's vow, well, his daughter was one mentioned also as a virgin, someone who was faithful, didn't run off and leave in connection with the vow that her dad had made. She was faithful. So we see sometimes an example of godly children. Sometimes our children may have less convictions than we do. But we must start with the Holy Scriptures. And we'll pick up there tomorrow, Lord willing. This is Mike Moody with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.